Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hello, this is Mary Beatty, and today I want to talk to you about a surrender that hits closer to home than we might realize. Surrendering our desire to control other people, whether it's family, friends, co-workers, or even strangers. There's a deep part of us that wants to shape people according to our plans, our timelines, and our expectations. But the Christian life calls us to trust that God is working in their lives, not us. We often think we know what's best for the people around us. If only they would listen to my advice. If only they would change the way I want them to. If only they could see what I see. At first, this might even come from a good place. We want what's best for them. But without realizing it, our desire to help can turn into a need to control. We begin to carry burdens that aren't ours to carry, and that weight can lead to frustration, resentment, and even broken relationships. In Romans 14, verse 4, St. Paul asks a powerful question. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall. In other words, they are God's servants, not ours. It's God's job to guide their hearts, not ours. Think about how Jesus related to people. He never forced, he never manipulated, or guilted anyone into following him. He invited them. He asked them, come, follow me. And if they said no, he respected their freedom. Jesus trusted the Father's timing for every soul. Even when people walked away, he let them go, entrusting them to God's mercy. So how can we surrender the need to control others in real everyday ways? Here are three simple practices. First, pray before you speak. Before offering advice, correction, or help, pause and ask, Lord, is this what you want me to say? Or is it better to stay silent and trust? The second one, release the outcome. After you've shared your truth or encouragement or what you wanted to say, let it go. Their response, whether good or bad, is between them and God. You have done your part. The third one, pray for a conversion, but trust in God's timing. Instead of trying to push change, pray for God to move in their hearts. Trust that he is working, even when you can't see it. Surrendering control of others is not giving up on them. It's giving them over to someone far more powerful and loving than we are. God loves the people in your life more than you ever could. He knows exactly what they need and exactly when they need it. So for the rest of this Lent, let's practice stepping back so God can step in. Let's close in prayer. Lord, today we surrender our need to control others. We trust that you are working in their lives, just as you are at work in ours. Teach us to love with open hands, to encourage without pushing, and to pray without trying to play God. May we trust in your timing, your mercy, and your perfect will. We place them and ourselves into your hands. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.